This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, no. Bussy's mad. Ryan Bussy is mad. The Democrats are... He's one of the Democrat candidates for governor who pretends to care about property taxes, pretends to be... This is why you know these guys are a bunch of phonies. They don't care about property taxes. They don't care how high... Actually, they want property taxes to be even higher. They are openly admitting that they want your property taxes to be even higher. I mentioned in the 6 o'clock hour of the show that the school levies, the property tax hikes that were on the ballot for School District 2 in Billings, failed. Billings school safety levies fail by huge margins in Tuesday's election. That was a Billings Gazette headline. Now, apparently, in Gallatin County, this is interesting. I saw this from the Bridger Young Republicans. Came out last night. A couple of levies passed in Bozeman, but barely. I mean, usually a school levy in Bozeman will pass by much bigger numbers, right? But anyway, this is what the Bridger Young Republicans shared. Overwhelmingly, levies for schools are crashing and burning across the Gallatin Valley. Only 4 of the 12 levies have passed, but the ones that passed were close. Now, I haven't seen the latest numbers, but the Bridger Young Republicans also say that 2 conservative candidates for school board in Bozeman won their elections yesterday. That's at least according to the Bridger Young Republicans via Twitter. So very interesting. All right. About a couple minutes before our break, let's go to Nancy and Roundup. Nancy, what's going on?
Well, I tell you, Aaron, I've been picking up campaign signs all over town. The wind just broke the legs right off of them. I'm telling you, everybody else who's got signs here in Roundup, they're down. But anyway, I tell you, I guess that's part of campaigning for office. But I tell you, I followed up on my what I said I was going to do a couple of days ago. I did call our governor's office here in Helena, and I left a message with his receptionist regarding the illegals being brought into the Flathead Valley. And she relayed the message, and I just simply told her these people need to be arrested and taken to court on felony charges and also fined. I've seen $25,000 apiece for every illegal that these NGOs bring into our state is a fair shake. But I know that there's NGOs listening into the Montana Talks every day just to kind of snoop around, and I just have one word to say, something to say to you. You should be ashamed of yourself putting this financial burden on we Montanans. I think it's just totally unfair and horrible of you to do such a thing. And, you know, in your article, the sheriff said that these people didn't have any paperwork at all. So, my God, do they have diseases or what's going on here? I mean, our children are at risk. I mean, sickness. I just can't believe that people are so arrogant and narcissistic that they could do such a terrible thing to other human beings here in our state, other residents.
Yeah, I'll bet you these Valley Neighbors folks that have no problem with illegal aliens coming into this state, breaking into this country, and then coming in without any vaccination records for actually serious diseases, right? Look at everything that's been flooding. I'll bet you they were the same people that told you and I to shut up and wear our masks and to get that shot, right? But they don't care if illegal aliens got their shots for much more serious things that pose a significant risk to kids and more, right? Nancy, great to hear from you. That wind was nasty yesterday.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Congress has blocked a plan by Republican Texas Senator Ted Cruz to allow lawmakers facing credible threats to get special treatment at airports. The top Democrat on the House Homeland Security Committee, Benny Thompson of Mississippi, impeded Cruz's proposal as part of a plan to reauthorize the Federal Aviation Administration. Cruz's provision would have provided security escorts and special screenings for members of Congress, judges, and cabinet members who face what federal law enforcement experts determine to be real threats. It would have given lawmakers and judges facing threats the same treatment as senior administration officials. Regardless of whether they receive threats, rank-and-file lawmakers now must go through regular TSA screenings. Congressional leaders and administration officials also opposed expanding the pool of federal officials eligible for special escorts. The TSA routinely exaggerated the scope of the proposed change and actively lobbied against it, claiming it would apply to every member of Congress. Thompson said that creating special escorts and screenings for rank-and-file lawmakers would burden the TSA and cost too much. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. We'll see periods of rain across the area today, staying in some wet snow at times through midday in the Bozeman area with a few slushy inches of snow accumulation still possible in some spots around Bozeman. Otherwise, high temperature readings on the way up to around 42 in Bozeman to 52 in the Billings area. Then with more rain showers tonight, back into the mid upper 30s in Bozeman to the mid 40s in Billings. This is Weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Bear Tooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, Nancy in Roundup brought up the topic of the illegal aliens that were dumped in the Flathead Valley last week, and we know that illegal aliens are being secretly transported into Montana all the time. And the reason why we know this is because look at how many of them have wound up in the Gallatin County Jail or other jails across Montana. And you'll notice their immigration status noted on the jail rosters on the publicly available websites. And so there's been story after story of illegal aliens committing crimes here in Montana. On top of the crime they committed by breaking into this country illegally. Yesterday, I had Speaker of the House Matt Regeer join us in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. That's when we really take you statewide on 20-plus signals across Montana. But Speaker Matt Regeer, I'm looking at the official letter that he sent to Secretary of State Christy Jacobson here calling for a special session of the legislature to go after this illegal alien challenge here in Montana. Let me just read portions of this letter. Whereas individuals ignoring immigration laws of our nation have created a crisis at our southern border, the current federal administration has not just ignored the crisis, but exacerbated it. The crisis has been proliferated by now relocating illegal aliens to Montana. Since the federal authorities have refused to act, we as a state must act to implement law and order for the safety and security of our citizens. State law must be defined to allow Montana officials the authority to regulate entry into our state. Public safety demands that we act expeditiously on this issue. If we do not take swift action, we could see an increasing magnitude of illegal activity in Montana, specifically at our state's northern border. Legislative action to be considered on the following topics. Number one, regulate illegal alien entry into Montana. Number two, regulate in relation to illegal aliens, including but not limited to, this is an important part here, nonprofits, organizations, individuals, and businesses. Let's see. Oh, they also reference the marijuana tax here. Also, whereas in the 68th legislative session, there were multiple different proposals for the allocation of the revenue collected by the marijuana tax, the end of the session caused procedural questions that resulted in the courts unconstitutionally interfering in the process of the legislature. Marijuana tax revenue distributions need to be determined by the legislature, so they also want to take legislative action on the distribution of marijuana tax revenue. Very interesting there. But when I had Speaker Regeer on the program yesterday, I told him about a phone call I got after this show. Now, you guys know me. After the show on a Friday, I typically don't answer my phone. It's like, oh, my goodness, it's weekend time. I've been yapping on the radio. Last thing I want to do is talk on the phone after the show on a Friday. But I better take this one. It's from my buddy Eric Maldonado in the Flathead with KJJR Radio in the Flathead. And he made a great point. He said, you know, Aaron, Montana can do exactly what Texas and some of these other states have already done. Texas passed a law to go after illegal aliens in their state, and that law has so far withheld federal court scrutiny. So Montana could just take the same law that Texas passed and pass that law, right, if it's already withheld federal court scrutiny. Now, of course, these liberal federal judges that the Democrats put on the bench here in Montana would still come up with some twisted way of shooting down that law. But, you know, you could work it up through the Ninth Circuit, eventually work its way all the way up. And but anyway, here's what Speaker Regeer had to say about that particular point.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Texas has kind of led the way, but then Iowa jumped on board. I like Iowa's law. It's only 7 pages long. It's Iowa Senate Bill 2340. And it's great. It makes it a state crime to be in Iowa if you're in the country illegally. And I think at a minimum, that is what Montana needs to do. That opens up a lot of doors. Right now, our local law enforcement, state law enforcement doesn't have any recourse. And we're the legislative branch, and we need to give them that.
Yeah, that's right. And then any idea what the numbers might look like right now for a potential? I mean, I know that, you know, the Montana Freedom Caucus has issued multiple calls over the past year or so to have a special session, the past couple of years, to have a special session of the legislature. They've been rebuffed every time. It's never gotten a support from their fellow lawmakers. Could they get it? Could you get it done this time?
Yeah, that'll be up to my fellow colleagues. I'll send them an email yesterday, give them the details. And we got the bill drafting, and it'll be up to them. I mean, if you can reach out, Montana, to your local legislators and let them know you're in favor of the legislature coming in, taking a week out of our summer and addressing this issue, that's our job, and we'll see how the votes land. So I'm just I'm doing my part here of
All right, there you go. Speaker Regeer, full audio, go to MontanaTalks.com if you missed it yesterday. Billings last night, I wanted to put out one quick note. I know we got some great listeners in Bozeman who want to take advantage of Billings last diet. Quick reminder, they now have a remote option for you. You probably heard our listeners call in that are now using this new remote option. You don't have to drive to Billings for Billings Last Diet. Now, if you're in Billings right now, man, I'll tell you what, give Billings Last Diet a call. If you want to slim down for the summer, you want to tackle your weight, it's an incredible program. A listener that I just heard from in Bozeman said he's lost almost 100 pounds because of Billings Last Diet. His knees don't hurt anymore. This program will work for you. But yeah, if you're in Bozeman, it's a remote option. You do remote coaching with your coach, and they ship you all your products through the mail. So check them out. This option is now available to you. Go to BillingsLastDiet.com or call 294-6751.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana Talks Ag with Lane Nordlund.
After several years on the market, the Five Valleys Livestock Auction west of Missoula will no longer hold livestock auctions after this month. The sale of the land has left many local ranchers shocked and understandably upset. But the stockyards west of Missoula will not be torn down. They will be used as a transfer yard, with livestock being trucked to Montana Livestock Auction in Ramsey. Montana Knife Company purchased the land to build a new manufacturing store on an undeveloped part of the property. Josh Smith is owner of Montana Knife Company.
Actually going to keep it open as a transfer center, so it is going to be a little bit of a change, but it was very important to me that ranchers had a place to take their cattle locally where they didn't have to haul stock trailers clear over to Butte or to Great Falls or wherever they were going to go. So we did a deal with the Ramsey Stockyards there. I think June 2nd, they're going to start picking up cattle there so people can bring their cattle in the morning, and that afternoon those cattle will ship out so nothing will stay overnight.
For Frenchtown Ranch, Shea Garrett, the closing of the live auction is troubling.
It's not preferred for us guys that have cattle and sell cattle. You know, I had 4 yearlings that I needed to get rid of, and I took them in last week because I knew I wouldn't have another chance. And if we start shipping them somewhere else, it's going to cost us more money. I don't hold nothing against the guy that bought it. It's been up for sale off and on for 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, and it's been struggling.
A difficult change for livestock producers in western Montana. I'm Lane Northline.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, that was a cool conversation that Lane Nordlund had there with Josh Smith from the Montana Knife Company. I ran into Josh Smith along with Andy Stumpf. They were down at UFC 300 when we were down there tagging along with our friends from Anthem Snacks. And then also, that's the same Josh Smith. Remember, he is the godson of Liberal Senator John Tester. And he is the godson of Liberal Senator John Tester, who said he's changed. He said Tester hasn't even spoken with him in like 6 or 7 years. And this is Tester's godson. And so he shared this story with Donald Trump Jr. and gave Donald Trump Jr. permission to share this story that, yeah, Tester's godson, if you missed it on our Montana Talks website here recently, was making the point that John Tester is not the same person he was. He's not the meat cutter band teacher he was 25 years ago. But I think we've all seen that. This guy's totally sold out to the Washington, D.C. establishment. He at one point was the number one recipient of lobbyist cash. He's racked up over $1.2 million in fancy Washington, D.C. restaurant bills. But he's got the lobbyists to pay for most of that, too. So don't worry. His pocketbook's doing just fine. You might be struggling with high grocery prices. You might be struggling to go out to eat. But John Tester, he's doing just fine. It's the Hunger Games, baby. They get to live high on the hog. You have to suffer. Speaking of John Tester, we had a couple of messages from Chris in Lewistown that came in. I know I had one other one from him. Where did I put that? Chris in Lewistown says this about flip-flop flat top. And I apologize for not getting to this one before the show wrapped up yesterday. Chris, meaning Tester, doesn't deliver, which is exactly why all he has are attack ads on Tim Sheehy. Politicians with his seniority should be able to campaign on their accomplishments and the real good they can do. Time was on his side. Instead, he can only talk crap on a first-year political candidate slash veteran and try to make someone else look bad as he is trying to level the playing field. He has to lobby for cash in order to defame other people's character. That's a great point from Chris in Lewistown here. John Tester, the only thing he feels he can do right now is falsely attack a Navy SEAL first-time political candidate. Not a career politician, a guy who served his country as a Navy SEAL, a guy whose wife served her country as a U.S. Marine Corps officer, who built incredible companies here in Montana, hiring their fellow veterans, helping them to be successful as well. And all John Tester can do is attack and attack and attack. It's because John Tester doesn't have a record that he can run on. It's also because this is all John Tester ever does, is just falsely attack his opponents. So, you know, the dirt farmer has profited from being a dirt peddler for several years now. He doesn't have a record to run on. National debt. It was $6 trillion when he first ran for the Senate and campaigned against the national debt. It's nearly $35 trillion now. Open borders. John Tester is responsible for that. Canceling the Keystone XL pipeline. John Tester is responsible for that. He has no record to run. This is a great point that Chris and Lewistown made. He has no record to run on, so all he can do is try to falsely attack the military veteran that is stepping up to try to save this country. All right, let's see. I played the audio in the 6 o'clock hour of the show. I told you I was going to get to Jimmy Failla in response to it. But of course, then we take phone calls. We start talking about other topics. Before you know it, I never played the Jimmy Failla audio. For those of you who missed it, the crazy ladies on The View were just fantasizing about putting Donald J. Trump in jail or in prison.
I think to make a point, to prove a point, put him in the clink.
Oh, why not?
Put him in the clink.
I don't want this to sound like I'm doing wishful thinking.
Yes.
But which prison would be best?
I know which one.
I'm going to give you my... Well, that's what I asked. Number one is Rikers. But, you know, I'm okay if he goes to Alcatraz and they reopen it.
Maybe.
You know, what about Guantanamo Bay?
Okay. Think about how many criminals are right out their doorstep. Are they in New York City? Is that where they broadcast from? Think about how many criminals are out on their doorstep. Think about how many people get assaulted. Think about how many shops get vandalized, burglarized. And do they fantasize about those criminals being put behind bars and staying behind bars? No. You know, you look at... I just saw this headline from the U.S. Attorney's Office here in Montana. Lodgegrass man sentenced to 15 years in prison for role in large-scale meth trafficking ring on the Crow Reservation. He also assaulted a woman. So he was working directly with the Mexican drug cartels to attack his own people. He assaulted a woman. They're giving him 15 years. But you know he'll be out in much less time than that.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Police in Washington, D.C. have cleared now a pro-Palestinian protest encampment at George Washington University. There are some clashes, at least 35 arrests reported. Stormy Daniels is back on the stand tomorrow at former President Trump's criminal hush money trial in New York City. Wednesdays are off days.
The adult film actress appeared under oath saying she did have a sexual relationship with the former president. But defense lawyers say that's not what the case is about and called for a mistrial, which was denied. Under cross-examination, Daniels was described as combative during questioning about her feelings on the defendant.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, a cruise ship worker, is accused of stabbing three people with scissors. A resident in Alaska who's seen first trying to deploy one of the Norwegian Cruise Line ship's lifeboats. America's listening to Fox News.
Yeah, my point being here is they will throw the book at peaceful pro-life protesters. This federal government is spying on Catholic churches. And look, you guys know me. I was disgusted at what happened on January 6th, but here's the deal. Like, they even went after people who were waved into the Capitol that were simply walking through the Capitol. They went after people just for being there, and they're throwing the book at those people. But yet, here's a guy who, and then what? Some of these January 6th folks are getting more than 20 years, but they don't want to give 20 years. To a guy who was directly working with the Mexican drug cartels to slaughter his own people on the Crow Reservation. He actually assaulted a woman as well. Look, we've got this liberal judge, Susan Waters, gave a weak sentence here. And we got the U.S. Attorney's Office, which, you know, he was appointed by Joe Biden. Lodgegrass man sentenced to 15 years in prison. Guys, you know this. They'll come out with these headlines, 15 years in prison, and then what ends up happening? Well, they got released early. They got released at a quarter of the time. Happens all the time. So it's a weak sauce sentence to begin with, and then the guy who was slaughtering his own people working with the drug cartels is going to be out probably in a quarter of time. But, boy, they'd throw the book at you if they had the chance, wouldn't they? Let's go to Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy Fallon was talking about Whoopi Goldberg and the ladies on The View, who are fantasizing about Donald Trump getting put behind bars.
Whoopi Goldberg.
A woman who is so dumb, by the way, she once recommended Jill Biden for Surgeon General on that show. Did you know that? And she's not a doctor. And she's like, I think Dr. Jill would be a good Surgeon General. She's an excellent doctor. These are the dumbest people in television. I say that with all due respect to myself. Okay, but understand, if this judge really has it out for Trump and he wants to punish him, he should just make him watch The View. I mean, she talks about Guantanamo Bay. Is there a higher form of torture than what they're doing every day on that show? It's embarrassing.
But Stormy Daniels shows up in a hoodie. Yeah. With her kind of, she did a Christine Blasey Ford with the hairstyle today, apparently, too, yeah. Jimmy. What yeah. was that message to the jury? What was that? What was she trying to tell the jury with that? No time to get ready or what?
Yeah, listen, I'm trying to play defense on this one, but let's just say she's hoping for a hung jury.
Got it. Jimmy, Democrat New York Governor Kathy Hochul, she kind of stepped in it yesterday when she was talking about the students from the Bronx. Watch.
Right now we have, you know, young black kids growing up in the Bronx who don't even know what the word computer is. They don't know. They don't know these things.
Jimmy, what? What?
Dude. First of all, that really is, like, racist. It's as bad as Biden. Democrats think black people are dumb. Do you remember when Biden said black people can't get voter ID, that this is the equivalent of Jim Crow on steroids?
Oh, and of course, there's much more where that came from. Big surprise from the party of the KKK, of course. Montana's attorney general pushes back on a new gun rule. Gen Z shuns college. Plus, who is funding all of these anti-Semitic groups in Montana and elsewhere? No surprise there. And finally, this one. All these headlines at MontanaTalks.com. Montana UFC fighter Sugar Sean O'Malley roasted at the roast of Tom Brady. Those headlines and much more. Go to MontanaTalks.com or download the app on your phone. Get all the audio to
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Hey, if you're on the phone lines right now, or if you want to call into the phone lines, we've got the phone lines open for pretty much the entire show this morning. I say pretty much because we've got one scheduled guest happening right now. We're going to get a great update here from our friends at Brett's RV and Marine about a really cool event coming up. And then after that, the phone lines are open for the rest of the morning. Let's jump into the phone lines. We've got Alex Chandley here with Brett's RV and Marine on the phone lines. Alex, man, this sounds like a really cool event you got coming up. What is it, May 15th, Cooney Reservoir State Park? You guys are bringing the toys out, huh?
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me on this morning. So May 15th, a week from today, we're going to be out at the Cooney Reservoir State Park. We're going to have Barletta boats and Grand Design toy haulers out there, 8 a.m. to sundown. Come out, bring the family, friends. We're going to have food, games. The Cooney Bar is going to be opening. No food, but we are going to be serving you lunch out on the water. Live music, come and see us. We're going to have demos with product reps. Tons of fun for the whole family, so come on out and see us, guys.
Wow. So May 15th, what's the timeline for that on the 15th?
So 8 a.m. to sundown is when we're going to be out there. We'll be set up Tuesday night and ready for you right at 8 a.m.
That's awesome. Man, I want to bring my pontoon out there and be part of the caravan, my Brett's RV and Marine pontoon. Although I'll tell you what, I love my pontoon, but, man, those Barlettas, oh, my goodness. Maybe someday for me, maybe someday sooner for some of our listeners, those Barlettas are freaking incredible. Have you seen the one with, well, of course you have, the one that's got the diving board on the back of it?
Yes, I have. We're actually going to have one of those diving boards out there for some of our guests to jump off and show us some moves. We'll have the scoreboard out there to give them 1 through 10 as they dive off into the water.
Oh, man, I'm going to make this like a Chris Farley Saturday Night Live episode, jumping off of that thing if I can make it out there for it. That's cool. So,
oh, you're going to see me with the floaties on. Don't worry.
That's great. So, you're actually taking people out on the water. You're going to have the campers out there for people to check out, the RVs out there, and then also people can get out on the water in the pontoons. What do they got to do to get in the pontoon on the water?
Yep, correct. So we're going to have 4 different lines of those Barletta boats from their Aria, Cabrio, Corsa, and Lusso. We're going to have our Barletta rep out there. So we're going to kind of take you through the break-in period of what a new Barletta, you know, goes through on the day on the water, your first time out. And then we're going to have some boats that have already been through that break-in period, so you can really get in the boat with us and step on and just see the true power and quality build in these Barletta boats.
Man, that is awesome. That's going to be a fun day. I'm going to have to try to make it out there for one. I know we've got a lot of listeners in that neck of the woods between Billings and Red Lodge and that whole area there. So, that's going to be a really fun event. Where can people find more information in the meantime?
So you can go straight to our website. We're going to have an events tab down towards the bottom. You can click to sign up. It gets you right up on the list there. We kind of have that rolling list. So we'll see everybody in attendance out there on the 15th. Like I said, we're going to have the Grand Design Momentum Toy Haulers with a rep from Grand Design. So if you're not fond of getting on the water, we're going to have tons of things for you to do and check out some awesome toy haulers on the ground.
Very cool. By the way, Brett's RV and Marine, you know, people are very familiar with your Billings, a.k.a. Lockwood location, your Missoula location. You're now located in Butte as well. So for some of our listeners, that's a closer drive to go check out, the boats and the campers and more. So sounds like that Butte location is doing well. In fact, speaking of the Butte location, I saw a really cool deal on Facebook. You know, the Montana Hope Project, the Montana Highway Patrol is a big part of the Montana Hope Project. And You know, they'll make dreams come true. They have their wish kids, you know, kids that are struggling with, you know, health concerns, fighting cancer, you name it. And they'll make a wish come true. Sometimes it's a trip to Disney World or something like that. The wish that they delivered was a camper from Brett's RV. I thought that was so cool.
It was an awesome experience. I know Brad was the one over there, one of our top salesmen in Butte, and was able to facilitate that. It's awesome being part of an organization that gives back not only to the community, but kind of across the country, and just being part of an amazing organization like Brett's RV and Marine.
Well, you know, I think too, like making a wish come true to go to, you know, Disneyland or Disney World or this event or that event, that it's really cool, but it's also kind of a one-time thing. Whereas like you make a wish come true with a camper or a boat, that's an all the time kind of thing. You can join that thing all summer long. And of course, if it's a camper, into the fall as well. So that's what I really loved about that one.
Exactly. Endless memories to be made with you and the family or some buddies going out hunting or fishing.
That's right. Alex Chandley, hey, thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. And yeah, again, that demo day with Brett's RV and Marine at Cooney Reservoir State Park, May 15th, 8 a.m. till sundown. Thanks again, Alex, for calling in.
Thank you, sir. Can't wait to see you guys out there on May 15th.
All right. And well, it's crazy, too. I know it might be a little chilly, rainy right now in parts of the state. But, man, by this weekend, by Mother's Day, it's going to be close to 80 degrees and sunny in parts of Montana. Maybe we can break out the boat this weekend. All right. Speaking of warmer weather, it looks like former Montana Congressman Denny Rehberg is feeling the heat right now. Joining us all the way from El Paso, Texas. Denny, thanks for calling in. I saw that you were visiting the southern border. You're still down there, huh?
I just got back, and I got to tell you, some of the memories I have is we had a boat at Yellowtail, Gates of the Mountains. I actually skied at Lake Elmo. We had motorhomes. We had boats. Brett's is fabulous. Memories, just memories.
That's what it comes down to, right? Yeah. I mean, I wish I would have done it sooner. Yeah.
I'm 68, and my kids, my grandkids, and me just have great memories from boating and RVing, and I can't say enough for Brett, I really appreciate that.
I wish I would have done it sooner when my kids were even younger, you know, because it's just like you say, you know, those memories, you've only got to, you know, when they're little and you're chasing them around like crazy and you're only getting 4 hours of sleep, you think you've got all the time in the world. But, man, you can't start making those memories soon enough, that's for sure.
Well, my oldest just turned two days ago.
And, oldest grandkid, right, yeah.
Yeah, oldest grandkid. No, really. My oldest grandkid. And it's just wonderful. I cannot begin to tell you how important the next generation is. And when people say, why are you doing this again? I mean, you're old. You want to go back to Washington. Yeah, I want to go back for the next generation. It's driving me crazy. And so I went to El Paso. I have to see it. So I've been to Iraq three times, Afghanistan. I've been to Uzbekistan and Kyrgyzstan. And I actually have to see it. I can read it, but it puts it in perspective what the problem is down on the southern border. And I can't believe the president actually can't get off his sorry little rear end and go down and see what's going on down there. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Well, and the thing is like we know that it can be fixed. We know how quickly it can be turned around because Donald Trump showed us how it can be fixed. He showed us how the situation on our southern border can be turned around. I mean, even with all the opposition he faced during his tenure as president of the United States, look at what he was able to accomplish. And then look at how, you know, flip-flop, flat-top John Tester and Joe Biden have just opened up the floodgates with disastrous results on our southern border, and yet they keep doubling down. And so that being said, not just getting Donald Trump, but if we deliver a Republican House and a Republican Senate there to support Donald Trump, that's what it's got to take.
And we have to pay attention. We have to say to the Republicans as well, pay attention to the issue, solve the problem. I don't want to dump on John Tester because, you know, I'm not running against him. He's a senator and all of that. But he woke up about a year ago because the polls showed that the southern border is an issue. And all of a sudden, he's our best friend, helping the Republicans, paying attention to the southern border. No, he was not. It's just not a fact. And it drives you crazy, those of us who have been in politics and back out of it again and trying to get back into it, to see the stories that they tell. John Tester didn't care about the border until about a year ago.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's a phony who's simply trying to get reelected. What do you think about what's going on in the House of Representatives right now? I mean, everything. I frankly, for one, I'm just sick of all the drama. I wish they would just unite, stay in the fight, get in the fight, strengthen their majority heading into after November, and then be there to support Donald J. Trump. But, Denny, got to hit a hard break here. Former Congressman Denny Rehberg running for that Eastern Congressional seat right now. If you can, stand by. We'll come back to you after this.
It's time to take the quiz. 5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and, of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Fox News commentary.
Dave and Buster's is bringing gambling to its arcade games. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
Interesting people are talking to Will Cain.
I said, what do I call you? I call you Dwayne. I call you The Rock. He said, now that I own it, I can call you The Rock.
Yes, I own it now. You can call me The Rock.
Our next guest needs no introduction. It is Dr. Jordan Peterson, my old friend and frenemy, Stephen A. Smith.
What is going on here? I see the Will Cain show in the background. I see the microphone.
Watch it live at noon Eastern, Monday through Thursday on FoxNews.com. And get the podcast 5 days a week at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Sports betting is really hot right now, and Dave & Buster's is getting in on that action. The arcade/sports bar/restaurant chain partnered with a game software brand and will soon allow guests to place bets through its app on games like skee-ball, pop-a-shot, and more. Arcade users in all 223 locations will soon be able to compete against one another and earn rewards and exclusive perks in the process. Now, some critics of this feature say it will only entice young people to develop unhealthy gambling habits or exacerbate the temptation for those who already have a gambling problem, and that might be true, but there is no doubt Dave & Buster's is seeing the dollar signs and the undeniable pull of the multi-billion dollar sports betting industry. Folks, this trend isn't going away, and it's business savvy for Dave & Buster's to get in on that action. Interactivity is the wave of the future, and it'll certainly make arcade night more fun. I'm Tommy Lahren.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
Stormy Daniels testified against Donald Trump yesterday in deep detail as if to prove her allegation of a one-night tryst that Donald Trump denies. When she came into the bedroom, he was wearing boxers and a T-shirt. I felt the room spin and blood leave my hands. She said she blacked out. There was an imbalance of power. He was bigger and blocking the way, but I was not threatened verbally or physically. Somehow after that freak out, she's talked about, I had my clothes off, my shoes off. I removed my bra. They were in the missionary position. Now, I don't know how that squares with her completely and totally not wanting to have sex with Donald Trump. And besides, she's a porn star. On cross-examination, the Trump team quickly scored points because of her harsh responses. Yes, she hated Donald Trump. Yes, she didn't like being called horseface. Yes, she wants to see him go to jail if he's convicted. That may raise questions about her credibility and motivation. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Okay, game on, game on. Apparently now it's okay to admit it. It's okay to admit that George Soros, Rockefeller, Bill Gates, and the rest of the crew, that they're the ones that are funding all of these anti-Semitic, pro-Hamas sympathizer riots and protests on these college campuses. Yeah, the same cast of characters that have been funding all this other nonsense. We've been reporting that.
Lady, your independent insurance agent.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spas, the hot tub company that your friends recommend, Studio. taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
You know, this is kind of a random sidebar here, but I was just checking Twitter here, and I saw one of the liberals on Twitter clutching their pearls because Donald Trump made fun of liberal Senator John Tester. And it's like, why doesn't the Washington Post or Politico release the audio so we can hear what President Trump actually had to say? Because it sounded like Trump was making fun of the Democrats who believe that men can become pregnant. Sounds like that's what the joke was. It wasn't just about, you know, calling flip-flop flat top the Washington fat cat or anything. He was making fun of Democrats who think men can get pregnant. But anyway, that's a sidebar here. Former Montana Congressman Denny Rehberg, nice surprise phone call from you this morning. So what do you think about all this drama amongst the House Republican caucus? I just wish they'd all get their act together, get in the fight, stay in the fight. You know, and then, look, hold on to the House, expand the majority in the House. We got to take back the Senate. We need both chambers, and we need them to get their act together so that when President Trump's back in the White House, you know, he's got a team there to back him up.
That's the fun part about it. You know, everybody says, why do you want to go back to Washington? Because Donald Trump has 4 years, and I want to be a part of breaking the glass. You know, interesting stories about how he manages government, and he's a hands-on. Looking forward to it. You ask what's going on in Washington, I can't explain it. It's a mess. And so I went back a couple of weeks ago. I was going to meet with the Speaker of the House, and everybody said, well, he may not be Speaker in a week or two. That's not a good situation. So we have to bring some adult supervision back to Washington, D.C. I hope I can provide that. That's one of the reasons I'm running. Obviously, I'm not doing it for a career because you hit 68. But I got the vigor and enthusiasm and desire to go back to Washington and spend some time trying to bring sense back to Resources Committee, Agriculture, transportation, homeland security. I still want to try and help the last years of my life and Montana's history to try and fix things.
Well, you know, it's funny. You talk about being, you know, the old guy, but you're still in your 60s. You're going to be like the kid back there with some of these 80, 90-year-olds that are back there in Washington right now. Yeah. All right. Well, Denny, great to hear from you.
Actually,
thanks for calling in.
Somebody said, are you too old? And I said, look at the president. I'm not too old. I'm a young guy compared to the president.
That reminds me of a great Conrad Burns story. He was at a birthday party for a senator. And I forget which senator's birthday party it was, but it was
probably Strom Thurmond.
No, it wasn't, but it involved Strom Thurmond. So Conrad was apparently standing next to Strom Thurmond, and they're at this birthday party for an 80-year-old senator, and Strom Thurmond turns over to Conrad and he says, "Ah, to be 80 again." Oh,
well, I look forward to it. I'm excited. I can't wait to get back. But then again, the next generation, and why am I running? Not for our generation, but for the next generation and that beyond. And Aaron, someday you're going to be a congressman. And
oh, you've been drinking that Coors Original too early this morning.
I went down to Texas with Austin Knutson.
Oh, you were down there with the AG. Okay,
he's governor. So when
he will be, you're right there,
congressman. I'm going to feel pretty good about life.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Attorney General Austin Knutson, best AG in the country. Yeah, that's right. You were down there with him on our southern border as well. All right, Congressman Denny Rehberg, great to hear from you. Thanks for calling in. Nice surprise phone call. We've got the phone lines open for you as well for the next 2 hours from 8 to 10. 406-294-0970. Plus, I got some more messages on the app. I got them a little late, so I'll try to share them after this. Sorry for the delay.